latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Thursday's Newcastle Bulletin with Starboard News. That Rafa Benitez will use the depth of his squad once again as he attempts to manage the dual demands of the FA Cup and the quest for promotion back to the Premier League. Well, Newcastle take on Oxford United in their FA Cup fourth round clash on Saturday. The Spaniard made eight changes for their third round replay victory over Birmingham, handing debuts to youngsters Stuart Finlay, Dan Basler and Yassin Ben Elmani, and is likely to shuffle his pack once again. Goalkeeper Rob Elliott is in contention after recovering from a knee injury, and central defender Grant Hanley is in line for another start. Striker Alexander Mitrovic could return after having stitches removed from the knee injury he suffered at Birmingham on January the 7th, while midfielder Jack Colback is hoping to be available after missing last weekend's 4-0 win at Rotherham through illness. Defender Jesus Gámez is making good progress. The game will come too early for Dwight Gale, however, who has a hamstring problem, while fullback Vernon Anita, who's got a bad ankle, and midfielder Rolando Ahrens, who's got a knee problem, are still out. Chancellor Mbemba, Christian Atsu and Mohamed Diame remain on African Nations Cup duty. Meanwhile, Oxford boss Michael Appleton feels Newcastle would be a top 10 team if they were in the Premier League this season. After being relegated last term, the Magpies have performed well in the Championship so far and sit second in the table after 27 matches, just 2 points behind pacesetters Brighton. But Appleton believes the Magpies' current status as a Championship club belies the ability within the squad and the quality of their manager. He said, "For me, if Newcastle were in the Premier League right now, they'd be a top 10 team. They've got a fantastic manager, are a great club with a winning mentality and have fantastic support behind them. We want to make sure we can compete with them on the day." Finally, Crystal Palace are said to be behind both North East rivals, Newcastle and Sunderland, in the race to sign Everton midfielder James McCarthy. That's all for now. Join us for more later.